I really had a big debate with myself about kind of what to share and what not to share, particularly in this last year when things began to deteriorate mm-hmm. so rapidly and so significantly. I thought it would be very easy to not say anything and just kind of go through things in silence, but I sort of want people to know, one, that they're not alone when medical things start happening, and I kind of want to show that your experiences are peopled. They are sometimes beautiful and lovely. They are sometimes messy and painful and uncomfortable. And you're going to just go through it. And a very dear old friend of mine was like, I didn't realize this is what it was like. And she's like, now if my husband has this experience, I have a better idea of what to expect so that I can support him better. Mm. And I think that's ultimately my goal, is I want people to sort of see, because it's really hardest on family. If you have a family member going through a major medical experience and you have no idea, they don't actually tell you that in the doctor's office.
No.
They don't tell you that you, as the spouse or the partner or the family member, are going to get frustrated. You're going to get angry. You're going to get disappointed.